Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and it is the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Just a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. A time when we can gather together in Jesus' name and just sing and pray and follow in His Word and just spend some time in His presence alone with Him. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name, reminding you that there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Deuteronomy 28:2 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. It says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy Lord thy God. Well, it is profitable and it is to our advantage to hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God. Blessings will come upon us and overtake us. Sounds like an experience I would like to have, and it sounds like a blessing I would like to receive and be involved in. Well, if it's convenient and possible, I hope you're inviting someone to worship with you, and then be ready to take down the contact information just a little later on. From the Beloved Songs Hymnal, we're going to sing page 161, Jesus Hold My Hand. All right, let's sing together.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy saving power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be whole. Thine and sing redemption song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. valley dim toward the setting of the sun. Lead me safely to a land of rest if I a crown of life have won. I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour through this pilgrim land. Oh, take me by thy power here, my feeble plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me when I kneel in prayer. I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Hallelujah. Well, great words from Albert E. Brumley, a great songwriter and a man of God. The precious promise today before we pray comes to us from 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and it's only three words long. Pray without ceasing. But oh, what a profound statement and what a profound meaning. In other words, it means pray without giving up. Pray without being discouraged. Pray without quitting. Pray without ceasing. Just continue to pray. Hold on to God. You may have prayers, and I have too, that we have prayed 1,000 times before the Lord. But, you know, it may be that number 1001 that the Lord is ready to answer. Continue to pray. Don't give up. You've got to keep praying till the answer comes, the song says. Let's hold on. You may have been discouraged, and I know that all of us have unanswered prayers. And it's not that God has ignored us. It's not that God has forgotten about us. It's not that God has, just cast us aside. It's just not time for all things to be done. Let's let the Lord work it out in His own time. But in the meantime, you continue holding up your request to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I'm glad today that through hundreds of broadcasts, we've been able to pray each time. Lord, from the very first broadcast, we offered a time of prayer. And on every broadcast since then through the years, Lord, we have offered a time of prayer. And we are praying without ceasing. We have never missed one broadcast without prayer time. And Lord, we continue to pray without ceasing. And we want this congregation, Lord, that's with us today and every day to join in and pray. Lord, even though we're, you know, becoming weary, you told us not to become weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. And I pray, Lord, today you'll help us not to be discouraged, but you'll help us to continue to pray, knowing, Lord, that we've committed it unto you. We've given our request to you. We've let them be made known to God. We've done everything according to the Word of God and the Scripture. Now, Lord, we're expecting an answer to come, and we'll give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's worship Him now. Hallelujah. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me.
And I'll give you the contact information at the end. Sister Linda is going to lead us on Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Pull my hand, all the wipes, every hour, every
from here to the great unknown."
Cards, letters, checks, money orders, song requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Hold my hand all the way.